We're introducing you this morning to Invisibilia. It's the name of a new NPR program that's all about the invisible forces that shape human behavior. This week's episode focuses on fear. And to give us just a taste, one of Invisibilia's co-hosts, Elise Spiegel, brings us the story of a man with a debilitating fear of rejection.
The evolution of Jason Comley, freelance IT guy from Cambridge, Ontario, began one sad night several years ago.
That Friday evening, in my, one-bedroom apartment, trying to be busy. But really, I knew that I was avoiding things.
See, 9 months earlier, Jason's wife had left him.
She, my ex-wife, had found someone that was taller than I was, had more money than I had, and was better looking than I was. So, yeah, it was.
And since then, Jason had really withdrawn from life. He didn't go out, avoided talking to people, especially to women. And that Friday, he realized that this approach was taking a toll.
I had nowhere to go and no one to hang out with. And so I just broke down and started crying. It was just something that made me realize that I'm afraid. And then I asked myself, afraid of what?
And sitting there, he says it just suddenly hit him why he was so afraid.
It was rejection. I thought, I'm afraid of rejection. And so this is going to sound a little bit weird, but when I realized that it was rejection, it was kind of thinking about the Spetsnaz.
The who?
Do you know about the...
No.
The Spetsnaz?
No. The Spetsnaz, apparently, are an elite Russian military unit with a really, really intense training regime.
You know, I heard of one situation where they were locked in a room, a windowless room, with a very angry dog, and they'd only be armed with a spade. And only one person's going to get out, either the dog or the Spetsnaz.
And then a strange thought occurred to Jason. Maybe he could somehow use the rigorous approach of the Spetsnaz against his fear.
So I thought, well, you know, I'm going to try to apply their training methodology to this situation.
So if you're a freelance IT guy living in a one-bedroom apartment in Cambridge, Ontario, what is the modern equivalent of being trapped in a windowless room with a rabid dog and nothing to protect you but a single handheld spade?
I had to get rejected at least once every single day by someone.
He started in the parking lot of his local grocery store, went up to a total stranger, and asked for a ride across town.
And he looked at me like, and just said, I'm not going that way, buddy. Yeah, just like, and I was like, thank you.
It felt great.
It was like, got it. I got my rejection.
Because Jason, he had totally inverted the rules of life. He took rejection and made it something that he wanted so that he would feel good when he got it.
And it was sort of like walking on my hands or living underwater or something. It was just like a different reality. The rules of life had changed.
So he kept going, went to Walmart, tried to give a flyer for his Mormon church to this woman he found in the aisles.
And she looked me squarely in the eye and sort of spoke very slowly so that I would completely understand. And she just went, no.
Jason eventually came up with a name for this makeshift game he'd created. He called it rejection therapy. Then one day, Jason got another idea. He wrote down all of his real-life rejection attempts.
Ask for a ride from a stranger, even if you don't need one.
Had them printed up.
Before purchasing something, ask for a discount.
On a deck of cards.
Ask a stranger for a breath mint.
And he began to sell those cards online, you know, to make his game more official. And slowly, rejection therapy, it became a kind of small cult phenomenon, with people playing all over the world.
Hi, sir. Do you have any chewing gum by any chance? No? All right.
Like this guy, a student in California named Matt Ramos.
Excuse me, do you guys have chewing gum by any chance? No? All right, it's all right.
Or this guy, Joey Chandler from San Francisco.
You want to come play golf with us?
When?
Tomorrow night?
I would love to. I don't know if I can.
Jason's heard from a teacher in Colorado, a massage therapist in Budapest, a computer programmer in Japan, and even a widowed Russian grandmother. She's using rejection therapy to pick up men.
That's really cool. So there's an 80-year-old babushka playing rejection therapy.
So what has Jason learned from all of this? That your fears, most of them anyway, aren't grounded in reality in the way that you think that they are. They're just a story that you tell yourself. And you can choose to stop repeating it. You can choose to stop listening.
Don't even bother trying to be cool. Just get out there and get rejected. And sometimes it's going to get dirty, but that's okay, because you're going to feel great after. You're going to feel like, wow, I disobeyed my fear. Yeah, I disobeyed fear. Say hello to three people at the grocery store. Offer to pay for someone's order. Introduce yourself to a stranger. Make yourself look radically different today. Knock on a neighbor's door. Request something. Ask someone out on a date. Sit beside a stranger. Strike up a conversation. Smile at every person you walk past today.
That story came to us from Elise Spiegel. She is co-host of Invisibilia. You can hear the program on many public radio stations this weekend, and the podcast is available for download at npr.org and on iTunes.